This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost for those unwanted pounds. And this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always check us out on the web. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Palm Springs shot me an email and said, I suffer from arthritis. What can I do to help the flare-ups? Well, first thing, it depends on if it's rheumatoid arthritis or if it's osteoarthritis, two different ones. Osteoarthritis, also more, a little bit more on the degenerative side. And then, of course, rheumatoid has an autoimmune component to it where the body's attacking itself on an ongoing basis. And there's different medications that can work, but there's also a lot of natural things that can work. And here's the big one. Depending on whether it's rheumatoid, being the autoimmune one, or osteoarthritis, being more the degenerative one, here's the deal. When it comes to arthritis, first thing you've got to do is reduce inflammation in the body. Why? An itis is an inflammatory condition, period. So itis means inflammation. Remember, if you're eating foods that are creating inflammation in the body, if you're living a lifestyle that's inflaming the body or creating inflammation in the body, then you're working against yourself every single day. First things first, change the way you eat. Change the way you eat, change the way you live. Period. It doesn't happen any other way. So the choices come down to you, Gail. I would encourage you to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Where do you find that? It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Now, is that a push? Yes, because I think you should read the book. Period. The foods in there, I worked very hard to list all of them out. You've got all the ones that will create inflammation and that you should avoid, and the ones that will help you avoid the inflammation altogether. So there's two food lists in there that will be very helpful to you. The other issue with arthritis is figuring out if it is rheumatoid or not, and you can go to your physician, get some simple blood tests done. They'll run all of the tests and give you a great answer. If it is rheumatoid, and that's what we're talking about, you've got to deal with the immune system. All right. If it's autoimmune, meaning the body's attacking itself, you've got two major components in that. You've got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. The key is to figure out which one of those, if you're dealing with autoimmune, if it's rheumatoid, you've got to figure out which one of those is active and which one is dormant, because one of those is going to be chilled out and the other one is going to be at work, if you will. Now, the key is with autoimmune process, if that's where we're going with this, that autoimmune, once you turn the light switch on, you can't turn it off technically. But if you can find a dimmer switch, then that's the way to go. So it's about finding the dimmer switch. And there's ways to figure out whether TH1 is more active or TH2. You can use green tea, and echinacea tea is a great way to figure it out. Also, they have some blood tests that they can check. They're very expensive, but they can figure out exactly which aspect of that is being affected. And of course, different medications are involved. There are also some natural alternatives that can be helpful. Osteoarthritis, different animal, standard degeneration within the body, wear and tear of the joints. You've got lack of vitamin D typically, and you've got calcium that's not being utilized within the body that has to make the change. Scientists identify a new gene for stubborn breast cancers. They're saying they've identified a gene which is linked to about 70% of breast cancer cases that are resistant to hormone treatments. This is actually a big deal. So since hormones can trigger the growth of tumors, treatments that inhibit those hormones can be a key to treating certain breast cancers. Researchers at the Massachusetts-based Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research wrote in a journal, Nature, the examples include tamoxifen, which is a class of drug called aromatase inhibitor, the BBC News reported, and the newly identified a gene called the PHGDH, which much more active than the tumors, do not respond to hormone therapies, the scientists wrote. And the researchers said the identifying of the gene could one day lead to a drug that could inhibit the gene's harmful activity. That was in the BBC News. I think that's incredible. And if you've ever been around breast cancer or been around the treatment or been around surgery and seen the devastation of what women go through with this at such a young, early age, it is incredible. One of my close friends lost his wife when she was only about 36 or 37, I believe, left him widowed with three little girls. And watching that entire process of them doing everything natural they could, and then, of course, going on and doing chemo and radiation, double radical bilateral mastectomy, and going through all of that, and then watching her eventually was just amazing. And that's a friend. You know, it's funny, you got a doctor hat and then you got a friend hat, and when you're dealing with friends, it's like the doctor hat just goes off, and you can see patient after patient go through that and your heart feels for them. But when it's someone close like family or friends, it's a really tough thing. So to watch that, pretty amazing. So to find research that's coming out that they could find even genetic links and markers that they could locate to block or come up with medications that could block that. Very encouraging, very exciting. And, of course, everybody's got their opinion on cancer research. I have mine. But I'll tell you this. There are some people out there that are doing great, scientists out there, rather, even outside of this country, that are making great strides for cancer research. And it's exciting to watch. American Cancer Society also coming up with some new research, too, that is right around the corner that will be interesting to see. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But that's what we are on this show. We're on call here for you each and every day to talk about information you might need for a little bit of hope, for your health, for your life, for your family, whatever it might be. Just know this, that wherever you are right now in your health, you're not stuck. You don't have to stay there. Knowing that you've got some genetic links in there, then should that make you concerned? Yeah, it should, because genetics do play a role. And if they tell you it does, that it doesn't, whoever's telling you that is wrong, because it does play a role. Now, is it everything? No. But that should light a fire under you. If you're over the age of 30 or even 35 and you're not paying attention to your health, you're not making major lifestyle changes, you're not really doing what it takes over and above to radically transform your health, somebody needs to shake you right now, because time is your greatest asset. And I can't tell you how many people that I see, even today, there's a 45-year-young guy, 45, with a wife and kids, that is now going to have to go through surgery to have his entire colon removed. He's going to have a bag attached to him forever. He's overweight. It's his second bout of bowel cancer. Second. And the amazing thing to me is, and I didn't ask him today because it would have been very inappropriate in the setting, but my question is, at what point when you get cancer the first time, do you not have such a moment with yourself that you have such a radical change in the way that you think, a radical change in the way that you live? You look at your wife and your kids and say, enough is enough. It's such a wake-up call that things don't change. I don't get that. It bothers me to the core. Because people can live better. It's not the doctor's fault. All he's going to do is cut out the colon because it's standard of care, because it's the guy's best option so the cancer doesn't come back. But 7 years ago when the king had cancer for the first time, what moment did he not have just a radical transformation that says, I have to change and get my life back because I can beat this? Maybe no one told him. But that's the difference. You're listening to this show right now, and I'm telling you that there's hope, that there's a chance for change. But you have to be the one to do it.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you. find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off now and go with Greg. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm a chiropractor in the Colorado area, and
okay,
I just wanted to call out and just to tell you how much I appreciate your show. I listen to you on the way home at night and learn lots and lots of information. I've been a chiropractor for over 20 years, and I'm just really starting to last two to five years include nutrition a lot in my practice, and just have seen a whole bunch of new results with adding the nutrition to what I do in my practice.
That's great. What area of Colorado are you in?
I'm in the Northway. That's north of Denver, Denver metro area.
That's great. And, so you started adding it, started adding it to your nutrition.
What's that?
So you started adding it into your practice and started seeing a lot of great results, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole bunch. And I had a case I wanted to just talk to you about, and I need to get going, so I'll just mention some things to you, and then I'll listen to you on the air if that's all right.
Sure.
I have a young patient's diabetic. I believe it's they're Braille diabetic. They're 30, 31 years old. Went into renal failure, doing dialysis three times a week. Coming in, getting the adjustment, and then I'm also doing high-power therapeutic laser, and on the kidneys to try and start some proliferation, get some proliferation there, and also some regrowth of the tissue and stimulation there. And then they have been. They've asked me about lymphatic because she's having trouble with her fluids, moving her fluids, and she's swelling a lot. And so she's been getting some she has her regular doctors, and they're giving her information, and she is on some medications, but she's also asking more about what she can do nutritionally to try and help move the lymphatic system.
Okay. Now, do you have her doing any exercise at all whatsoever?
Yeah, she does exercise, but with doing the dialysis three times a week is making her real sick, and it's real hard for her to keep active. She's very small. She's not overweight. Maybe 100 pounds if that. And but just today, I saw her today. She was very swollen, and holding on to life basically is what she's trying to do right now. She's not on a list yet. She's trying to get on the list for kidneys and a pancreas, but she hasn't been able to get on the list yet. So,
Is she? I mean, how much exercise can she handle? 10 minutes a day, you think?
I think on good days she can. On the day she's not doing dialysis, I think that she's more up and has more energy and probably could do at least 10, maybe more.
Okay, so it kind of phases in and out with the dialysis, from what she's telling me.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you what, here's a couple of things. I mean, you're taking care of the nervous system, which I think is really important, and you're guiding her nutrition, which is fantastic. You know, her eating is going to be very, very important through all this. Here's the key, though, with the lymphatic system, from what I've seen, okay? With someone like that that can't really do a lot, then one of the best exercises that she can do, provided her age and ability for where she is, I think, is the mini trampoline, rebounding. And they have some really inexpensive ones, urbanrebounder.com. They have the little stabilization bars. They're really good. That's the one that we've always used in our clinics. And they're really fantastic. And she could do 5 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day. You know, it's kind of like whatever she's up to, and she can have it at home so she doesn't feel like she has to go to some gym and go and use her energy even driving and do all of that. She can do it at home, and then when she's done, she's done. And she can go sit down or do whatever she needs to do. But it doesn't mean she has to jump up and down like a wild woman either. You know that. She can just get up on the toes and get that pumping mechanism going, holding on to the stabilization bar, which would be really good for her. And if you don't have one of those in your clinic, I would encourage you to get one, even a couple, so people can work on their lymphatics while they're in your clinic, especially if they don't have them at home. It's great therapy, and you can also use it with the therapeutic laser that you use as well. It would be a great tool to help restore function, like you're talking about, increase proliferation and stimulate different organs and glands and systems to function at a higher level. So it's a great little tool to use. But, yeah, I mean, that's something that she could easily purchase, not really expensive, but she could have at home that could increase her health. And for diabetes, when someone's in acute renal failure, I'm going to tell you something that really not that I have used personally but I have seen other practitioners use, and they've got phenomenal results. Matter of fact, one guy was given about 2 months to live based on his renal function, and he started using these products. So you might want to pass the information along to her. Now, it's not evidence-based, obviously, but it's from in the natural world, as you know, there's a lot of studies that have not been done to prove anything. But cayenne pepper and also juniper berries, those two together, for this guy, it didn't restore his kidneys back to, normal, but it slowed down the degeneration to the point where it started regenerating a little bit, and he's still going strong. They gave him months, and it's about 3 years later, and the guy's still going strong. So she might want to do some research on that. You might want to look up some research and give her some handouts or do some research on it to give her some guidance in that. But, yeah, that is well-known. Now that I've even been studying it more for renal function, pretty incredible. And you talk to a lot of nephrologists, and they really, once your kidneys start going downhill, that's it. And it's just management from there, get on the list, hope for the best. And I'm glad you're taking a proactive approach with her and kind of coaching her step by step. We need that. And I think it's great with what you're doing, Chris, with her. So keep up the great work, and we'll help you any way that we can to support you from this point, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Jonah from Florida writes, I've been struggling with prostate issues. My doctor says I have BPH. What is that, and what can I do? Well, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, it's the old prostate, guys. We deal with that at some point. If you're over the age of 40, you need to have your prostate checked manually. Not a lot of fun, fellas. And also with your blood test, prostate-specific antigen, always important. Getting that done on a regular basis. So here's the key, though. They've done a lot of research, and there's a lot of natural products that can help. That's saw palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, zinc, because it's the number one mineral that we use as men. All of those can be helpful. And don't forget, an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Just some helpful hints, Jonah, for prostate issues. Now, doesn't mean don't use medicine that your doctor's telling you, but those are some helpful hints that are out there to promote healthy prostate health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown heading into its 12th day, a meeting might take place Wednesday at the White House.
We have to have a wall as part of border security.
President Trump ended 2018 talking about the wall, and he began 2019 tweeting about it. The Democrats, much as I suspected, he tweeted, have allocated no money for a new wall. The White House did invite congressional leaders from both parties to a briefing on border security and the new wall. But the White House provided no details, and some Democrats are already calling the invitation a political stunt. The Smithsonian has now closed for the duration of the shutdown, and a number of national parks are also showing the effects, with trash piling up and rangers not protecting the parks. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, we're talking with Michael and dealing with a health challenge called interstitial cystitis. And it's basically painful bladder more than anything. It's just, you want to look at it, get cut to the chase. Is what it really is. And yeah, I mean, the reality is, Michael, we were kind of talking about it, and you know, the doctors mostly will always tell you that there's really no cure and it's unknown. They really don't even know what causes it. And it just comes on, and sometimes it'll go away. There's changes you can make. There's treatment. There's dietary things you can change. And I mean, literally, sometimes it just goes away and then it comes back. There's not a lot of rhyme and reason for it. And you know, there's different things they can do. There's bladder distension. Sometimes it's a form of treatment. They'll do a bladder instillation, which is, it's kind of like a bladder wash. They'll put a fluid-filled solution in there, and there's a drug that they use called DMSO that can be helpful. Sometimes it's a treatment for it. But, you know, some of the drugs, have they given you any medication, oral medication yet?
They gave me a while back something called Elmeron.
Did it help? Because that takes like four months. Yeah, see, you have to take that for 4 months before it even kicks in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if you take it for like a week and it doesn't work, that doesn't really mean much. So, I mean, it's one of those deals. It's a tough medication.
It's a catch-22, basically.
It is a total catch-22. But let me tell you some things that they do know. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Good. because that makes it unbelievably worse. Now, they found that exercise, let's lean over toward the natural side here for a second. They found that exercise, that people get some relief just by doing that. And I know, you know, you got some challenges there, but even getting in a pool and swimming, stretching, like, you know, a stretching routine every day, they found that just some of that can really help. So that's very helpful. That from the dietary standpoint, there's foods you definitely want to stay away from that will flare it up. And that's alcohol, tomatoes, chocolate, all spicy foods, caffeinated, and citrus beverages.
What about coffee?
Well, that's a high acidic drink, big time.
Oh.
And it's got caffeine in it. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're gonna you've got caffeine and it's acidic. Now, there's a whole thing called working on getting your body alkaline. There's a what's called a pH scale, and some foods are very acidic, and some foods are very alkaline. The more alkaline you can make your body with interstitial cystitis, the better off you're going to be. High acid foods increase inflammation and bladder irritation. And so a lot of people get a lot of relief from eating more foods that are alkaline. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list of foods in there that are more your alkaline foods. You also want to stay away from artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, except for Truvia, but the artificial, which is the stevia, the artificial sweeteners a lot of times they're more on the acidic side, and they can really flare up the interstitial cystitis. So the diet's really important, believe it or not. As I always talk about it, I always say it is for everything, but it is. And the one thing they have found where they've seen some changes, as a matter of fact, if you look in some of the research, even the treatments that they do, people get relief, but it'll come back. But what they're finding is that the dietary things, when people change those radically and go more toward the alkaline diet, they'll find that the symptoms either begin to subside or they'll stay away for longer periods of time. They may still come back, but if you can keep it at bay for a longer period of time, that's going to be a real victory.
It sounds like it, yeah.
You know, and I just want to give you, if you can have a little bit of hope, I don't like to say ever that anything's incurable or there's no way out. I mean, there's always a way out.
Right.
We've got to look at the things that you can do, not at the things that are just impossible. I mean, there's always something possible in our health. My gosh, if you can get sick, you can get well at some capacity. So you just have to know that. But, yeah, I mean, coming up with a game plan is going to be a real key. I would go ahead and get a copy of my book and get looking into the alkaline foods and start getting your body more alkaline. And I mean, really, just really, I mean, food's going to be your best medicine in this. You need to go through the treatments that they're talking about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to be sitting there going, man, what is the deal? Why am I in so much pain? Is there no help? Because and much of processed food, if I got to eat baked chicken and broccoli, I'll do whatever I got to do if that's going to make it happen. So that's my mindset. And that's what I would encourage you to somehow adopt, because you got to beat this thing, man. You don't want it to win.
Well, thank you very much for your help, and I will definitely look into all that information.
Just look at it and keep me posted, all right? I want to hear how things are going with you, my man. 888-283-7272. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Cynthia now. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How you doing, darling? How can I help?
Well, I have listened to your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am a scleroderma patient disorder. I never heard of it. I knew that my sister died at age 35 of complications from lupus. We had never heard of lupus. She died in 1996, so... Of course, when I was diagnosed 5 years ago with scleroderma, you know, the first thing that I thought was I had been totally, I mean, to me, healthy. I was not overweight except for the reason I went to the doctor. I had gained 30 pounds, but I had no symptoms. And when I started listening to your show and you're talking about autoimmune disorders, I thought I'd call to see if there was some natural way that I could continue to, as my doctors, my specialist and rheumatologist say, you know, it's a chronic disease, and you have to live with it, and you can live with it. But I'm on about 10 medications, the prednisone, the Plaquenil, the Protonix for gastrointestinal problems, the Celebrex for the pain rheumatoid, even Depakote for what they thought was some type of seizure activity, but after 5 days in the hospital, they said, well, we don't know. It just could be scarring all over my lungs, you know, just all over. But there's good days and bad days. But when listening to you provide so much hope with natural ways, as opposed to, like you say, stay on medications because the doctors are experts and they put us on the medication for a reason, but we have a responsibility to do what we can do have people that are knowledgeable like you to help us. So that's why I'm calling. I need to know what it is that I need to be eating to beat the scleroderma. Scleroderma has hit my lungs, my gastrointestinal tract, my eyes, my skin. Okay. And, you know, I've gone from pneumonia, bronchitis, pleurisy, just anything you can think of. So now I'm saying I'm doing all right. I'm functioning. I'm still working. Mm-hmm. But I want to eat right. I want to do those things you're saying do, but I don't know what supplements or where to start.
Okay. All right. Let's talk for a second. Now, knowing that you're going through all of that and you've had to walk through this and it's starting to change some things in your body. You know, again, you've got to come up with an original game plan. You come up with a game plan, you work your plan, and scleroderma is a challenge within itself. And it's within a category of health challenges that are real challenging. They are. Now, it's an autoimmune disease, so which is where the body attacks itself. And, right, exactly. So in the middle of that, knowing what to do when you've got an autoimmune condition is the key. So, again, you don't want to just sit back and take it, but you want to get to a place where you're like, okay, it's autoimmune, which means there's a strong genetic component that we're playing around with. And the genetic guys, they're tough to beat. So when you got a genetic component that you got going on in your body, it's like turning a light switch on. And once the light switch is turned on, then you get to a place where you can't turn the light switch off because autoimmune can't turn it off. It's too strong on the genetic card. But what you can do, is you can get to a place where you can actually get what I call a dimmer switch. And if you can turn the dimmer switch on and get that little dimmer switch to go down, the light may be on, but if you can get the dimmer switch on to a place where you can really take it down and can't see the light, but barely, just barely flickering, barely on, then you can slow down the progression of the disease or the health challenge. And that's where you're going to be in a good place. So coming up with a game plan for that is going to be important. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Now, the first thing you want to do always is with scleroderma, any kind of autoimmune condition like that, you want to lay down the groundwork and you want to do the tea test, as I like to call it. But you'll do echinacea tea and green tea. See, the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells are the two main components of the immune system. And one of those is going to be attacking the body, causing the response of what scleroderma is doing, and the other ones will be dormant. What you want to do is you want to figure out which one of those T helper cells are active in the body for the immune system, where it's autoimmune. And if you can find that out, green tea stimulates one of them, and echinacea tea stimulates the other side. And so you'll do 5 cups of green tea for 5 days and see how your body feels. If you feel absolutely fantastic, that's the one that's suppressing the T helper cells that's attacking your body. If you feel horrible, then it's extenuating it or it's accelerating that, and you want to obviously stop doing that. But again, if you'll feel it immediately. So obviously, if you're feeling horrible, don't finish it out for 5 days. But the one that makes you feel good, that can be a staple for you, whether it's green tea or echinacea tea, and that's only going to be something that can help you as far as your day-to-day activities and the way you feel each and every day. So that'll be a real blessing for you. Okay, so that'll give you kind of a path or a roadmap to go down. As far as eating goes, I would encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start on the anti-inflammatory diet. Supplements that you'll need to follow, I mean, the foundational four are good for everybody. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. See, all those are fantastic. And on my website, we've got the 7 health prescriptions. You can just follow those to a T, and that's going to help you. But figuring out which one of the parts of the autoimmune process, that's the key. I mean, things like the scarring that can happen in your lungs, you know, continue to exercise if you can just a little bit, at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week can be very helpful. But those are some basic things to get started with. Please keep me posted how things are going with you, because we're here for you.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272, that's 888-283-7272. Going to break, talking with Candy. Candy's dealing with anxiety. She's on vacation down in Alabama, right?
Yes.
Down in Gulf Shores. Okay, so here's the deal. You're dealing with anxiety. You don't know why. It came out of nowhere. You're not stressed out. Life's not falling apart. But yet, you can't, let me guess, you can't sleep at night, right?
No, if I take my Xanax, I sleep at night.
No, I'm talking about without medicine.
Right.
Right. So one of the major symptoms of low GABA levels in the brain is insomnia and anxiety. Those are the two. And so you take the Xanax, and it takes care of those issues. So you're able to go to sleep. And then, of course, you're not anxious. But the problem is it's very addictive. So here's the deal. To bring GABA levels up, here are the foods from a nutritional perspective that one should avoid. Okay? Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, anything with barley in it, anything with wheat flour in it. So that's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods right there will lower your GABA levels and make them worse. So if you eat those foods, it's making your condition worse. And all the benzodiazepine, all the Xanax is doing is masking all that. Now, supplements that can be helpful for GABA. Remember, GABA itself, if you take it as a supplement, which they tried to make it into a supplement, but it didn't cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. It didn't cross over. And one of the main issues with the supplements that are actually beneficial, L-theanine, very good. L-taurine, very good as well. And here's one that they've said is really good, valerian root. But I've talked to a lot of pharmacists, and just the interactions of what valerian root can do, it can have some similar effects. It's got a very long half-life, and what that means is when you take a valerian root, it stays in the system. So I've talked to several pharmacists, and they just said that's on their blacklist, meaning that they're not big fans of recommending that. So they are the experts when it comes to chemistry in the body, no doubt, and how drugs interact, and how supplements interact. So just be careful. If you look into valerian root, which is a big component for GABA levels, you got to be careful with it, and you got to make sure you're working with a doctor at some level that's watching over you with that. Because it can be combined with other components, and that can be fine. But just know that, again, you just got to be careful with it. So if you haven't had any major issues, life hasn't thrown you a major curveball, you haven't gone through a lot of stress, and you're wondering what in the world is going on and what's causing anxiety, usually it's nutritional, typically. And the Xanax is only going to be a Band-Aid, and again, you'll get addicted to it, very much so. So I'd be real careful with it. And your diet, that's the other key. Now, you told me, basically, I mean, there wasn't one thing that you mentioned that was healthy in what you're eating. The only way you're going to really make some major transitions in your life and conquer brain chemistry and conquer your body chemistry and feel better than you've ever felt before is to really focus. And if you want to finish out your vacation and do what you want, that's up to you. And I don't want to, like, try to dictate that, take all the fun away, but there's more fun in healthy eating and healthy living and feeling really good and having the energy. I always say that nothing tastes as good as feeling good does. And that's a little mantra that I've always taught people and a mantra that I live by. And it's true. But healthy foods, if you make them right and learn how to eat, you know, prepare them and whatnot, it's really amazing. So I would encourage you to start maybe looking down that path of what it means to eat healthy. Now, my book is called Empowering Your Health. But, I mean, and there's a lot of good books out there. So if you get mine, get someone, find someone that you can figure out how to lower inflammation in the body, lower inflammation all the way around. And if you do that, you'll find a lot of the keys to really healthy living. And, of course, drinking more water, exercise, all the basic lifestyle choices that it's kind of like common sense, but we just don't do it. A lot of people don't. Those make a major difference, too. But knowing that you can change, that's the key. I know you're dealing with anxiety, but remember, everything in the body is tied with everything. So it's all about connecting the dots. And when you start connecting the dots, that's where you start finding the healing for what you're shooting for. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on the web. You can catch you and get up with all that's going on the show. Avocado is our food for the day. I'm a big fan. Why? Because they're great for prostate health, but really so much, and they pack a huge punch. They're healthy fats, but they also contain folate, potassium, monounsaturated fats, and of course they're very high in fiber, and they contain oleic acid, which has been found to improve overall fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. So by using avocados, their main source is fat, of course, but they can lower triglycerides by up to 20%. Yes, I said lower your triglycerides by up to 20%. Pretty incredible. And they help lower overall cholesterol. A low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to both lower levels of dangerous low-density lipoprotein, that's the bad type of cholesterol, and raise the HDLs, that's the good kind of cholesterol. And the avocados are also a huge source of fiber, 10 grams and only one avocado. And we know, of course, that will help lower blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, specifically colon cancer. And it contains 30% more potassium than a banana. But don't go for the banana, go for the avocado. Potassium is beneficial in the body by lowering blood pressure, yada, yada, yada. So, as you can see, the benefits of avocados, I'm a big fan of. Most people worry about the fat, and I think it's ridiculous because the fat in these avocados is the kind of fat that you need. And most of us get a lot of the fat we don't need. By putting the good, healthy fats in, you'll notice a big difference in your overall health. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.